All right. Good evening, everyone. Let's continue a little bit in the halachos concerning Amira the Nachri. Thank you very much. So we left off last week discussing the various conditions that are necessary in order to allow for a non-Jew to perform certain types of work for a Jew on Shabbos. So continuing on in the list of different criteria. So the kids write over here, the Simon Ayin Gimel Sifhei. One must make sure that the work that the Gentile is doing for the Jew on Shabbos is not on something that is attached to the ground. Kigon, binyan or avodas asada, for example, can't have a Gentile working on a building or on a field. Aval avodas habinyan asur shiasen yehudi b'shabbos, afa pi shayisrael katsatz imo kol schar habinyan lagamre. So remember again, one of the other exceptions, or one of the other criteria we discussed last week, is the idea is that in order to have a non-Jew do certain types of work for me on Shabbos, so it has to be what's called a kablonos, meaning it has to be the type of situation where the non-Jew is not getting paid by the hour or by the day, but rather is getting paid by the job. And therefore, in a situation like that, if he chooses to work on Shabbos, he's working of his own volition, he's choosing to work at this particular time because it's more convenient for him. As opposed to if I pay him daily or hourly, where I incentivize essentially working on Shabbos, that's problematic. So the case just points out over here, even if I contracted a non-Jew to build a structure or to work a field, and it's what's called a kablonos, I'm paying him a fee for a service, it's not an hourly or daily fee, he still can't work on real property on Shabbos. If there is a significant shasadchak, if there is a significant extenuating circumstance, then one can ask a shayla. So generally, when you see shasadchak gadol, generally that comes up in cases where there's some type of loss. So we'll talk more about this in the coming week, but just as an aside, I'll quote to you, in the Sharim Etzion Ba'aloch, he quotes the idea, Obedin livnos beis hakneses ayidei kablonos. What about building a shul? What about if, let's say again, for argument's sake, let's say he was going to build a shul, and they hire someone to go ahead, they hire a builder to build the shul, and the builder, again, is non-Jewish builder, or non-Jewish employees. So do they have the ability to build the shul on Shabbos or not? So it quotes the Magen Avraham, Shelo rotzu agdol nahatir. So again, the Magen Avraham says, no, even though it's a shul, you still can't build it on Shabbos. Because remember, again, the question comes up because the notion of having a non-Jew do malacha for you on Shabbos is d'rabbanan, is of a rabbinic nature. Biblically, it is not a problem. So the question comes up, let's say it was something that has a, what we call davar shebek dusha, something that has a holy purpose, can you build it on Shabbos? So the Magen Avraham says, no, you can't build a shul on Shabbos. So he quotes other opinions here, he quotes over here from the Divrei Chaim, the Beritev Kosim, de'im yisbatel habinyon, yesh lahatir. So others say, yisbatel habinyon means, if the project is going to go into significant delay. Yisbatel habinyon doesn't have to mean the project's going to halt altogether, but if there's going to be significant delay and potential significant cost overruns, that there is a license to build a shul on Shabbos. He quotes over here from the Sholom Meshiv, Kasu lahatir nami dafka b'chi agavna, v'gam yehe mafursam lakol, shehu b'kablonos. But even according to those opinions who say that you can build a shul on Shabbos, again, under if there's some type of loss or significant delay that may occur, it has to be clear and well publicized that the shul is being built with kablonos, that ultimately the workers are not really getting paid for that day's work, but rather, again, they're getting paid for the job. But nevertheless, the consensus opinion is, even with a shul, best to go ahead and avoid these type of situations of work being done on Shabbos. But again, in a significant, what we call a shasat chak, we see that there is room to allow for such activity. Rabbi Chanan Yibin HaKalashon Shemach HaBuzakos says, Yisrael HaFichach, Her Balam Tormisa Shneemad, Nechbez Man Sidko, Yagdo Trav Yadir.